Now then, chairperson of the Older Persons Council in Wicklow, May Quaid, is back with her advice this week. And today we're looking at things like the flu vaccine, Wicklow Corla AGM, and Bank of Ireland Ospreys helpline. But first, let's start with the Wicklow draft survey. Good morning, May.
Good morning, Declan. And how are you?
Good morning. I'm okay. Is this the draft survey? Is how many the cold coming in through the windows or the doors or under the doors or what? What exactly is it?
Well, what it is what older people want and want in the future. And it's just a reminder because the survey has been mostly online and it's very important. If you could get a hard copy and give it out to members of your groups that are not au fait with IT, and get them to fill it in, and then the person who gives it out, could they please arrange to collect it and return it to either Siobhan Gagan or Rochelle Wood in Wicklow County Council, please? It would be very useful if this, because this is very important for our future. Talk about climate control, they should be talking about the older people as well. But,
and what do you hope will be in there that the people who will act, how they will act?
You know, it's just vitally important that, you know, what they want with their homes, what they want to do with, you know, various studies that are going on. It's outdoor spaces and buildings, transport, housing, social participation, respect and social inclusion, civic participation and employment, communication and information, and community support and health services. And I think health services are vitally important. I saw something on my phone. I have this new phone. Oh, God, Declan's terrible thing. But anyway, I saw something on it this morning about now that you can buy vouchers if you haven't got health insurance. You know, some older people don't have it. And I just saw that on the Independent. You know,
gosh, you must have a look at that. I never heard of that. You can buy a voucher. What's the voucher do?
It doesn't say how much the vouchers are, but you can buy one towards your health. You know, to help you go to the, I suppose, consultants or whatever. So I just caught a glimpse of it now on my phone. So it'd be worthwhile checking that out and see what it's all about.
Absolutely, absolutely. How are you keeping yourself anyway?
I'm very well, actually. There's not a bother on me. I'm here on my own in the house with Archie the dog because my husband has gone off to meet with his friends that he worked with. He's retired 21 years. And so are most of them. So they're gone down to Abbey Leaks to play golf, and they're staying overnight, and I'm here on my own.
Left you alone. What? There
it's
you
great.
Go.
I can now watch the television without having to look
You
at
can grab the remote controls, that's it.
Oh, yeah. Well, he automatically takes them. Men do that, but anyway.
Yeah, that's all control. That's it. We think we've control, but we don't have in the end.
Not sort of come at all.
With some suggestion, it gets shot down, and the women decide in the end. Oh, sure, we know how it works. You know. But anyway, leaving that aside, what about the winter flu vaccine?
Well, the flu vaccine is now available free for all risk groups, including people aged over 65 and over, and healthcare workers and children aged between 2 and 17. So I got mine the other week. Now, I got it in the pharmacy. So I suppose it's available in most pharmacies and also with your GP. But it's getting harder, Declan, and harder to get an appointment with a GP. There's an awful lot of complaints about that. You know, they're not answering the phones, or if they do, it's, you know...
It's that time of the year, too, isn't it? And the increased COVID cases and people wanting to go, even though they probably don't get in, if they've got symptoms of COVID or alleged symptoms of COVID, but a lot of colds and flu going around.
Exactly.
So, the winter flu vaccine, anyway, you got it, and you would think that people over 65 who can get it for free should be getting it.
Oh, they should, definitely. Definitely. I mean, it's very important. I mean, I've always had it other years. Now, I had no reaction to it, but my husband was full of aches and pains, but he's got rheumatoid arthritis, so, you know, whatever was in it just didn't agree with him, so he was miserable for a day, but then he was fine after that. And if it keeps the flu away, it's very important.
Indeed. So many people can die of flu during the year, so maybe if something can mitigate that. Now, Wicklow Corla AGM. What's all this? Who are the Wicklow Corla?
Wicklow Cola are the teenage children in, they're not children, I suppose, they're sort of semi-adults, if you like. They're in, usually in transition year in the secondary schools, and they have an AGM every year. And I was at one a few years ago, and I was absolutely amazed. It was when Michael Dee was going to be elected. He was up for election. And they were all in favour of Michael Dee, none of the other candidates. I couldn't get over it, because there was such an age difference between a 16 or 17-year-old and Michael Dee's age bracket, if you like. So the Older Persons Council have been asked to speak at this, and I've been nominated to do that, and I'm supposed to be giving them words of wisdom. So I may sit down for a week and try and find words of wisdom to give teenagers.
Very good. That's pretty interesting.
They might listen to me, whereas they mightn't listen to their parents. But
yeah,
you know,
well, and you've got all that experience and a wicked way about you as well. So there
well,
you go.
Well, I have it. Yes. I can tell them to do bold things and they can get away with it. I suppose that'd be very bad. But anyway, I'll tell them what I did when I was their age.
Oh, you'll corrupt them entirely, anyway.
Exactly.
From what
exactly.
I heard.
Yes.
Now, what about this helpline?
Oh, yes. This is, you know, there's been... 88 locations have lost their Bank of Ireland. And now there is a service customer support line for people over 65 in the 88 locations. And this is available from Monday to Friday, 9 to 5. And the team will remain, the Bank of Ireland team will remain in place until the end of this year. And the number is 0818-200-398. So, you know, it's very important. We had a meeting of the OPC the other day, and a lot of the committee were saying that the banks are closed in their areas or their towns or villages, and they're having to travel distances to do their business because they're not au fait with online banking. So, you know, it'd be great if they had this support line and they could ring up and ask advice as to what to do. So,
very good. Okay, so it's the Bank of Ireland Ospreys helpline. What's the number again?
0818-200-398.
Very good. Okay.
Monday to Friday.
Lovely. And finally, from you, May, the tip of the week.
Well, I'll tell you, Declan, I dropped my phone down the toilet and, of course, it couldn't be fixed. So it was insured. I then rang up and I'll tell you, always insure your phone, but I had to pay €45 excess, but so be it. So anyway, my phone was delivered the other week, last Friday, and the guy lobbed it over my gate. Never got me to sign for it. So I seriously thought about ringing up, and then I thought, God, he could lose the job. So I said, no, I won't do that. So off I trotted to 3 yesterday with this new phone, and they looked at me blankly. Now, I've been a customer of 3 when it was 02 and God knows whatever. So your man said, we don't sell this phone. I said to him, what do you mean it's a phone? So anyway, it took about half an hour. And he sort of, now I'm speaking to you on it now, but I cannot for the life of me figure out how. But, so I have to go back to 3 today in Newbridge and see if I can sort it out. So what I'm saying to people is, if they do damage to their phone and it is insured, what they really should do is request a similar phone to the one that they had. Because
nice.
He's given me this phone, and I believe it's quite an expensive phone. It has 4 cameras on it. Declan, I only need one. So,
yeah.
I'm nearly gone mental with this blooming thing anyway. So, just for my tip is, insure your phone. Don't leave it in the back pocket of your jeans, which I did, and down the loo it went. So, just be careful. It's a nightmare now, to be honest. And thank God, I know how to do a lot of stuff on my phone. But for somebody who wouldn't know, they'd be looking at this yoke, and they wouldn't have a clue how to use it. And
very good.
I believe it costs nearly €1,000. So I hear.
Oh, my God. They're not worth it.
Not at all. I'd be better back with my little Nokia years ago with the flip top that, I just made a call on. But anyway, it is what it is, and we live in this era of IT, so we just have to get on with the program.
Thanks very much indeed. That's May Quaid there from Older Persons Council in Wicklow. Thanks very much indeed to May for her tips of the week, mentioning the winter flu jab and things like that.